CQ, CQ. This is the monitoring Long Island Sound scanning net, which meets every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock or thereabouts on 146.805. Our net is devoted to monitoring the sounds we can hear in the Long Island area, that is, Long Island, New York City, Northeast New Jersey, Southern Connecticut, Rockland, Westchester County. Our net has an almost exclusive emphasis on scanner monitoring. Our thanks to Steve, WB2WAK, for the use of the repeater. The repeater is open 24 hours a day, and it is located at the intersection of the Long Island Expressway and Round Swamp Road, approximately 450 feet in the air. There are two inputs to the repeater. We are in the net mode tonight. The down 600 input does not repeat, not call for APL. And there is a 600 up input, which does call for a PL for ZPL 136.5. We encourage stations in New York City and New Jersey to use the 600 up input so as not to cause interference to the 805 repeater in New Jersey. We ask that all check-ins be sensitive to law enforcement frequencies, commonly known as unpublished or ongoing investigation frequencies. Basically, do not pass any law enforcement frequencies that could endanger a police officer's life. There are the first order of business in the net is scanner information, followed by product, followed by eyeballs and meetings, followed by AMD access, followed by shortwave utilities. And of course, during this, we will work in the fan mail, which we have received. We ask that when you check into the net, in addition to your call letters, please give us your first name and let us know if you have info, query, or any comment. Any mobile stations with info, query, or comment will be taken first while still in range. Anybody who'd like to check into the net, please come now.
Enter GC and Equitraffic.
K2 DST pool, just listening.
Brian, no traffic right now. I'll check in later with some though.
KB2, Victor Oscar Delta, Mike just listening to you.
AB2,
Roger, good evening, Ed.
N1, LVH, good evening, Ed. No traffic at this time.
KB2, WZZ, no traffic.
All right, we recognize Frank and 2BRA with info, and as well as Hank and 2GCN with info. Sound like Paul and their DSP. There are quite a few doubles. He even had a triple, I think. Sounded like Brian in there, BBF. Mike, VOD. B from Rosedale, W2PPH, and 1LBH. Following that, there was a KB2 call, and we didn't get the suffix. Would you please give it again?
KB2ZK2, Mark in Brooklyn.
Okay, Mark, we got you. All right, any other stations that would like to check into the net, please come now.
This is KB2 UVV with product info.
Into WWM. Curtis with product info.
Okay, I think we, if we haven't, we do recognize Mark, KB2ZKT. She said they, Charlie, KB2UVV, Curtis, and 2WWM. One last call up, and then we'll go right up to the top of the list.
UVGF without query.
Okay, Ron, we got you in 2VGF with a query. Let's go right up to the top of the list, and let's take Frank in 2VRA. With info. Frank, take it away.
Yeah, very good. WN2RED in the scanner net, N2VRA. Good evening to you, Ed, all those listening on scanners, and to the net. And Curtis and Charlie have info. Now, I also had info, but I guess we would play tic-tac-toe here. I bet you they have the same info that I was going to put out, but I'm going to hold up on that and see what they do. I'm sure they have the same thing. Anyway, I've got a couple of frequencies here, some snow frequencies. These are all confirmed. They're just a few, basically for the Holbrook, Bohemia area, Ronkonkoma, etc. They can become active when the white stuff falls down. Let me drop. KZ's out west here also. Just a little quick review here. At Long Island MacArthur Airport, you can listen to the main frequency of snow removal, 121.7, 121.7. Also, they have snow operations on 121.9, 121.9. Very active during the flakes. And listen to some coordination by the PD over there. No, their mic units, M6 and M5. They're on 477.2125, 477.2125. Town of Islip Public Works, frequency number 1, 151.085, 151.085, and frequency 2, 151.010, 151.010, both very good frequencies to listen to. Drop. Additional frequencies, Suffolk County, the big orange trucks you see riding around, there's two of them out there, basically. You got the big orange trucks, that's Suffolk County, and then you have the big yellow trucks, that's the COT, New York State, the snow plows. The orange trucks, the highway department, are heard on 45.840, 45.840. New York State DOT, the yellow trucks, 47.320, 47.320. Some additional frequencies are 155.805, 155.805, 154.055, 154.055, and this is a Brookhaven town frequency, which is also very active, 158.880, 158.880. Drop. And 2VRA in the scanner net. National Propane Company, National Propane, 35.760. You can hear that in most of Suffolk, 35.760. The school bus company, We Transport, WE Transport, pretty active, kind of offbeat stuff, usual school bus baloney, 45.920, 45.920. Let's see, security at the Sunrise Mall, security at the Sunrise Mall in Massapequa, 468.925, 468.925, very busy during the holiday season. Additional frequencies, Sunrise Highway Road Construction, if anybody heads out east on Sunrise, the Bohemia, Oakdale area, they're widening Sunrise Highway and they're really mixing it up out here. They're doing a great job. And some of the frequencies you can listen in on if you're passing through, the road crews that are working, they're using at least two that I know of, there's probably more, but these two frequencies are good. 155.055, 155.055, 464.500, that's a brown dot frequency, 464.500, those two are active. Drop. As I turn into Kermit the Frog, Atlantic City, New Jersey, PD, Atlantic City, New Jersey, I had to scan it down at Heckscher Park. My wife and I and my daughter went down to Heckscher Park this past Sunday. It was a nice day. We went on the swings and all that stuff. Had a good time. Of course, I brought the scanner, and I had the 220 XLT handheld with the GRE super amp hooked up to the top with the Maldol dual band antenna. That's enough to carry right there. Anyway, picked up a few things. Atlantic City PD was heard on 155.130, 155.130. And also there was some light marine activity out there, not too much this time of the year, but just still running around. Some of the active frequencies on the marine band, I have like four or five here. Channel 69, 156.475, 156.475, that was active. Channel 78, 156.925, 156.925. Channel 9, the calling frequency, that's always active. Channel 9, 156.450, 156.450, and channel 68, you hear a little party boat action on here once in a while, 156.425, channel 68 is 156.425, drop, As I lose my voice, I'm turning green. Ed, I don't know how you do it. I guess you're going to drink more water. McDonald's drive-thru. A lot of them have been switching over to 900 meg. The 154.570 and the 154.6, it seems like they're switching over. You're going to need a wide FM radio to pick this up. The speaker system at the drive-thru is actually a mini repeater. The search range for the speaker system when you talk through the order would be from 920 megs to 922 megs. 920 to 922. And like I said, you've got to use a scanner that covers wide FM, such as the Bearcat 3000 XLT or the AOR 8000, or I think it was the Pro 60 or something along that line. Something that covers wide FM, you could change it. The drive-thru frequencies, listen on these two frequencies, 920.5, 920.5, also 920.9625, 920.9625. All right, let me drop one second. 2VRA. You can also hear them on the headset frequencies. The search range for the headset frequencies is 903 to 905 megs, 903 megs. 903.0 to 905.0, that's the headset. You can listen in on them. 903.5 is active, 903.5, and also 903.9625. 903.9625. So they've switched up to wide FM at certain locations, not all. That's what I got for tonight at the moment. I'll be here jabbering away. WN2RED in the scanner net, N2VRA. Back to you, Ed.
Thank you very much, Frank. As usual, a real nice collection of confirmed frequencies. Looking forward to taking my Bearcat 8500 XLT and stick it in the car, maybe just driving around the corner a few times for the local McDonald's. But that does cover the 900 megahertz band. Okay. Is there anybody who needs a fill for any of the frequencies that Frank gave?
UVV.
UVV. Charlie Go. WN2RED.
Thanks, Ed, and good evening to you and everybody on the net. Two frequencies that Frank gave. 151.085, the F1, and 151.010. Were they isotown frequencies? Back to you.
Frank, you want to go direct, please?
Yeah, QSO, Ed. Charlie, they are. That's the Town of Islip Public Works. Frequency 1 and Frequency 2. The more active of the two is the Frequency 1, which is the 151.085. But when the snow falls and things get heavy, both of them are in action. And they're pretty active, you know, all things considered, to listen to, considering the weather. They've been around for a while, those frequencies. They're still using them, and they are active. Hope that was helpful to you. I'll turn it back over to Ed, W2RED, N2VRA.
Okay, Frank, any other follow-up on Frank's contribution? Frank, I think you'll be happy to hear that you have caused me to go out and spend some money. Service merchandise, I think I may have mentioned this in passing one evening, but Service Merch had one of those data organizers for like 128K, which is a fair amount of memory. And of course, you can put all these frequencies into the phone section of it, and just by calling up a name or calling up a frequency, you can bring back the frequency and what it stands for in about, I would say, 3 to 4 seconds, which is pretty good. So if you don't have one of those large computers, or if you want to have something in your pocket, that's it. I think the price was, let's say, approximately $60, like maybe $59.95. There are still a lot of bargains out there in these little data organizers, and many stores seem to be clearing the inventory. There must be something newer, bigger, better coming down the line, and they are getting rid of the stock of the 128. I looked at one not that long ago at Staples, and they had one for 256. I'm just trying to think, megabytes with whatever. Anyway, it's an awful lot of memory. And I bought it, and I tried it, and I just found that the user's manual just wasn't that good. It was just a little bit too hard. The one I bought at Service Merch, it's the simplest bar to use. So, okay, thanks for all those frequencies. Let me do it a little bit different tonight. As you know, I intersperse stuff and so forth. I'm just going to try recognizing everybody who checked in the order in which they checked in. And then later on, we can then pick up some of the mail which came in. I want to try that, which is what I guess we had done originally. Hank, N2GCN, you're next. Could you tell us what types of info you have, please?
Okay, no problem, Ed. W2REC, N2GCN. First of all, we have scanning a couple of frequencies, and currently it's just going to have shortwave so far. I'm working on AM right now. I don't think I'll have anything tonight for AM, but... Anyway, scanning and surely at the time for the time being. Thank you, guys.
Okay, we got you. Scanning and shortwave, so we will pick you up later on the shortwave, and obviously we will pick you up now. So, Hank, why don't you give us your scanning frequencies, please?
Okay, no problem. Send to GCN. First frequency is, and of course, always the logging in, or what I've heard in the reception. On 477.1625, again, this frequency is 477.1625, and UHF now FM at 3:05 p.m. As for a fire, the Plainview Fire Department, their unit number is 950, and they had gotten a call for a car accident and caused fire. It turned out to be that accident that you must have heard about before. Failed car crash, car hit a tree, three people were dead. Actually, as it turned out, was that one of the chiefs had called, got hold of the dispatcher and told him that they needed a crime scene down to the site or a scene. He said they had three deaths, or three people killed. The accident took place on the North State Parkway, exit 48, eastbound by around Swamp Road here in Plainview. Then the other chief, the number one chief, he had asked the dispatcher what was going on. He was at work, I guess. And the dispatcher told him there was a signal 49. I think, I'm not sure if anybody ever resolved what the 49 was, but what it is really is death on scene. I guess that's what it's about. Signal 49, Nassau County fire signal is 49, means death on scene. They requested one helicopter, actually one helicopter, and they asked for another one from Suffolk County, which they decided they didn't need. And they also got mutual aid from Hicksville. And believe it or not, right after that accident, there was another one running around Sunnyside Boulevard. So it was kind of active on North State Parkway. But anyway, once again, that's 477.1265 for the Plainview Fire Department, and I assume you must have seen that, saw this on TV before. Of course, November 19th, my last one of the week, or as far as scanning, is on 130.050, and 130.050 in VHF AM at 4:54 p.m., Aeronautical Mobile. The station is Westchester County Airport, White Plains, New York, and in Ridge Station. Heard flight 3476, alien unknown. He was calling for White Plains operations, or ops. Again, that was November 19th. The big one, I guess, for the day of the week as was the accident here in Plainview before. Thank you, Ed. W2RED, N2GCN, over you.
Thank you, Hank. Anybody with any follow-up questions to Hank, please come out.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I just stepped on that person. Would you please try again?
Ed, please use your lock foot. That was heavy. Be honest.
It's hard to believe, but my feet are only size 11. I have one son who's rather huge. I think his shoes are, I think, size 14. So you should be thankful that I stepped on you and not my big son. Over to you, Frank.
All right, no problem with that. I got Triple E over here. I spoke to Charlie earlier. I guess it must have been around 6 o'clock. I didn't know about this accident, but I put the scanner on afterwards, and I heard some activity on the state PD frequency, 155.460, 155.460. They weren't saying too much about it, but they were diverting a couple of cars someplace on the northern state. They weren't specific about it, but I'm sure that frequency will be active for a little while yet with the crime scene pending over there. So just wanted to put that in the ACD, 155-460. Back to you, Ed.
Thank you, Frank. I first heard of that, I guess it was around 5 to 5:30, and I was listening, I guess I was listening to Limark 146.85, and there were several hams who were kind of jammed up on the LIE, and as the conversation developed, it turned out that the reason everybody was on the LIE was that the northern state was shut down. And then when 6 o'clock news came along, Channel 4 and Channel 7 really did a super job with the helicopters. So, okay, 155-46. It is the state police. I understand there are 4 people dead, which is terrible. And they've had some on-the-scene camera work. Live, I think Channel 4 has that, and you see this car off in the trees and so forth. So I guess we'll hear the full story later tonight, or we'll hear it sometime tomorrow. But it's hard to believe that I guess somebody driving home from work, or and again, we don't know what the problem was, but it's awful dangerous out there. It was a clear road, and there wasn't any bad weather. I don't know the exact time that it started, but it was probably in daylight. Okay, enough of that. Speaking of Charlie, let's go over to KB2 UBV in the net, WN2 RED. Charlie, all yours.
WWM with some light rain in the area.
Thank you, Curtis.
Good evening, Ed, and everybody on the net. How are you tonight? Ed, I just have a product review tonight. I don't have... I really had a bad weekend. Let's put it that way. We had my grandmother-in-law was sick and in the hospital, and my truck broke down, and I could go on, and somebody stole the cow. Only kidding. No, it was very bad. It's a very hectic weekend, to say the least. I do have a product review, though, so... Now you want to put me down for that later. Back over to you.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I goofed because right after your call letters, I wrote prod. And right after Curtis, who was coming up next, I also wrote prod, too. All right. And I know that we have Ron coming up with a query. I'm going to ask everybody's indulgence. Frank was talking about, the strain on the voice, et cetera. And usually when I set up down here, I always have a tall glass of water, and for some reason I didn't bring it down. Please excuse me for about 30 seconds while I run upstairs, get the glass of water, because after we call on Ron, I then want to get into a piece of mail from Frank from CenterReach, and it's beautiful stuff, and it's going to take a long time talking. So please indulge me for about 30 seconds. We'll be right back. RSO, are you out there? Okay, thank you for your patience. You would think after running an ad for 6 years, I would have finally got in the street. But I didn't. N2VGF with a query. Ron, take it away.
Okay, very good. Am I coming across all right there, Ed?
Solid copy.
Okay, first of all, before I get into a query, you're talking about this crash on ABC, the Hilo. I heard something at 455.6125, and then I saw television, the NBC helicopter, and I didn't hear anything on the frequency that we... that someone gave 450.4125 on the NBC helicopter, and I was wondering if that was the correct frequency, 450.4125. Maybe someone could confirm that. I had a question about, first of all, I had a question about something that was just said, actually. Frank, you mentioned the state PD at 155.460. Now, where does that come from? Is that the answer that several months ago about that it comes from some area and then you just make kind of like a calling frequency where they send dispatches? Is that what what the situation is with that frequency. Maybe Frank could explain that. Let me drop it for a second. I had another question, which I heard on the unrelated, which was on the aero frequency, 131.225, 131.225, where pilots use that to talk about problems that they had having in the air. I guess they switched to that frequency, talking about certain problems that they're having, and I was wondering if Hank might know of other frequencies like that, where you're hearing certain problems that pilots are having. They switch to that frequency to tell the tower, I guess, at 131.225. I guess that'd be about it. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, Ron, let me take the first question, I believe, that you have, and that is, what is the source? I guess you mean, where is it located? Where is the, other than coming from the mobiles, where does the, where is the base for 155.46? Let's go back to Frank, N2VRA, WN2RED.
N2VRA. Yeah, that's located in Farmingdale. Farmingdale, near 109, I believe. 109 in the southern state, not too far from there. All the units on Long Island, Troop L, I think it is, or 1L1 units, that's how they dispatch that. And that covers all the state, the parkway, Ocean Parkway, and the northern state, the southern state, except the LIE. They're not on there, it's an interstate. And they're all dispatched from there. There is a substation or something out here on Sunrise Highway. It's in Islip, I think it's near 111, and they do have some antennas there, but I'm not sure what's coming out of there. But the main one, the repeater, is from Farmingdale.
Kelly, okay.
Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate that. Dave, recognize. We'll pick you up in a moment, Dave, because you're another one of our resources. All right, Troop L, and that's Southern State and Route 109. And, okay, let's go over to Dave at 2LAK with additional information. Dave, go.
Good evening, folks. New York State also has a repeater on that frequency out of Plainview. I guess that's for height and 2LAK.
Okay. And funny, the one in Plainview, the antenna in Plainview, may be the exact same structure that we are transmitting from tonight. That is the 805. When in our call-up, we say that the repeater is located at the intersection of the LIE and Round Swamp Road. Well, it's that gigantic tower, 450 feet up in the air, just around Plainview. Well, just I should say just around. It is in Plainview. And I believe there are a number of antennas on the tower. Really fumbling for words tonight. So it's quite possible that the 155.46 might also be transmitting out of the same structure as 146.805. All right. Let me drop it just to see if there are any further either questions or comments on the 155.46 frequency.
N2VPF additional.
All right, we had a couple in there. We recognized Brian with additional, but I think there were two. There was a double before Brian. The other station or two that tried to get in before Brian, would you please try again?
CRA with additional.
PBH with some info.
My gosh, I can't believe it. Speaking of antenna structures and so forth, let me mark this down. This is N2TBH, Don. Okay. Let's pick up Brian, then we'll go to Frank, and then we'll go to Don. So, boy, we really got some of the heavy hitters out tonight. Going back to VRA first. Go to Brian, N2VBF in the net, WN2RED. Brian, all yours.
Yes, and, additionally with that 460, they also use 505, and I believe 520 also. One other additional thing is that I believe the state police also have what's known as mobile repeaters in their vehicles. In other words, when a vehicle is turned on, there's actually a repeater in the vehicle also that helps skip the frequency, because I've seen them talk all the way from here to all the way up New York State, and it's a whole link that works together. At least that's the way it was explained to me. And that's all I have for right now. And 2VBS, back over to Ned.
Okay, fine business on that. I understand that some of the, just a few of the state police cars are as well equipped as your car, Brian. Let's move on to Frank, N2VRA. Go.
N2VRA. Yeah, it should be a law against this. Brian checking in, stealing my info like that. He's right on the money. Mobile repeaters, that's what I was going to that's what I was going to mention next. There's two frequencies that I have over here. 154.695, 154.695, and also frequency 3, which is 154.665. I've heard the frequency 3 at a distance. The other one, I think, is a simplex. I don't know if they're using a mobile repeat on that, but this other one, 154.665, definitely was booming like the other one, so I can assume it was a mobile repeater. Back to that, N2VRA.
Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate that. And this next gentleman must be standing on his rooftop with an HT in his hand. N2TBH, Don, go.
Good evening, NG. Is my signal okay?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, I was just, I thought you were taking late check-ins. I just popped the radio on, and I'm trying to log in. What was the question, or what was everybody talking about?
Well, we sort of got off on some state police frequencies, and that was sort of tied back into the fact that there was a kind of heavy-duty accident tonight on the Northern State Parkway eastbound, and according to the TV station, there were four dead, and the talk, I think Frank may have brought up the 155.46. I don't write down everything on the sheet of paper here, but that got us off into state police frequencies, and basically that was how we got off into the state police, that accident in which four people were killed today on that. Back to you, Don.
Gee, makes me glad I take the train to work every day. But, if they were talking about like a mobile extender, the state police have those. It allows them to use their HT to key up the more powerful mobile radio, so when they're out of their cars, when they're away from their cars at distance, they don't have to compete with the high-powered mobiles that are out there. And 155.46, that sounds right. Back over to you.
Thank you, Don. And even though we don't hear from Don too much because of an antenna or a lack of antenna situation at his home, Don has done a super job over the years, and many of the articles that you see without any names attached to them over the past few years in our newsletter, Monitoring Long Island Sounds, you can see the fine touches of N2TBH. Okay, appreciate your comments, Don. Let's go back to the second question that Ron had brought up, and that was an aero frequency of 131.225, and I believe Ron said something to the effect of that this was a kind of talk-around frequency where the planes talk to each other rather than just talking to ground control. And Ron's question basically was, are there any other frequencies that are similar to this 131.225? And he did mention Hank. So let's go to Hank first into GCN, and then we'll see if anybody else can add to that. Hank, take it away.
Okay, believe it or not, I stepped away when he asked that question. I did come across something before, since the GCN, my logging's over frequency where they do chit-chat as well, just like that. I'm trying to figure out which one it was. I'm sorry, I stepped away. Perhaps you can come back to me, I'll call back in and let you know which one it was. There was a second one for that. Now back to you guys.
Okay, fine, Hank. As soon as you have something, just break right in. Anybody else who'd care to give their 2 cents on that type of aero frequency where planes pretty much just talk to each other? I know there's things like 123.45, which I believe is commonly known as the company frequency, sometimes used by local PDs, planes and police aircraft, and I believe that's one of them. Let me stop jabbering and see if anybody else has any other similar frequencies.
That's something I can help you with.
Okay, Don, there was a double there. I'm going to put TBH down. Stand by while I pick up who that second station, that double.
N2GCM.
Ken.
Yes, also. N2GCM has it.
All I do is just sit here and write. Okay, we got TBH, number one. Hank is next in line. Then VRA comes next. Then the last one? VGF or VBF? I guess it was Brian. Brian, was that you, the last one?
No, it's VGF.
Sorry about that. Okay, that's what I wrote, but somehow when you're juggling four voices at the same time. Okay, let's start with Don again. N2 TBH in the net, WN2RED.
The correct channel is 131.225.
I don't know what 31.225. I'll write that down. Hank says he's got it, so let's go right over to Hank and see what he has. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the the one that Ron had given was 131.225. Okay, let me loop back to Don. And 2 TBH, Don, go.
That's an airline. That's an airline company frequency. That's generally like used for dispatch between aircraft and their company ground station. They'll pass all kinds of traffic about what's happening on the aircraft, whether they're going to need maintenance or any, whether they're going to be late, whether they're going to need maintenance, their fuel status. They have passengers with special requirements, that kind of stuff. Generally, the air-to-air multi-cop channels, where they do a lot of air-to-air and air-to-ground work, are 122.75, 122.85, and 122.9 are the most common. And they also use 122.925 for air-to-air and air-to-ground work. But occasionally, pilots will chat back and forth on the company frequencies. I've heard it a couple of times where guys who know each other will listen up and then pass some traffic back and forth. Sometimes it's pretty interesting. Sometimes it's pretty routine. Back to net.
Thank you very much, Don. Okay, let's go back to Hank and to GCN, who has it. Hank, all yours.
Okay, no problem. Since it's GCN. Yeah, the frequency I once heard chit-chat on was 130.550. It's 130.550. It is a noon route frequency, but I've heard a number of times pilots are having chit-chat with each other, basically an old-fashioned QSO, if you know what I mean. Back to you, guys. To GCN.
That frequency, just to slow it down just a notch, I believe you said 130.55. Is that correct, Hank?
That's correct. 130.550.
Thank you. Let's go along to Frank and to VRA. Frank, take it away.
Thank you, Ed. I've also heard similar traffic to what Don and Hank mentioned. I have it in my notes over here. 131.050. 131.050. I don't have a date next to that frequency. It's, judging from what book it's in, I'd probably say it's at least 3 years. I don't really have that frequency plugged in on anything, but I do have it down here. Usually when I put something in the black book, it's good. Otherwise, I don't write it down. As a matter of fact, I've got an asterisk next to this for whatever reason. I don't know. 131.050, but I have it listed as a maintenance frequency in air. I don't know if the book called for that, but I did hear something on there. Also, you can hear a lot of chat on the 123.325. 123.325. That's the frequency that some of the smaller planes use to tow the banners, the ones that you see going across the beach and whatnot, Coppertone and all that good stuff. So that was active this past summer. A lot of chat on there. Back to that N2VRA, hopefully that was helpful.
N2GCM.
Okay, thank you, Frank, and I'm sure Hank's comment is an immediate comment on what Frank just said, so we'll pick up Hank, and we still have BGF next in line. Hank, go.
Okay, no problem. Okay, the frequency 131.050, again, 131.050 is TWA ramp control. In other words, once again, 131.050 is TWA ramp control. In other words, they coordinate what gates the flights are going to go to once they get on the ground. You know, you service for TWA, but you also hear service for Columbus Airlines, too. Both for Kennedy and LaGuardia Airport. I mainly heard out of Kennedy. Pretty interesting frequency. You hear with the coordination between the aircraft and the ramp. So anyway, back to you there, Ed. So you went to RED and to GCN. Back to you.
Thank you, Hank. Appreciate that clarification. And let's loop back to the gentleman who started all this, N2VGF. Ron, go.
Okay, I appreciate that. Actually, looking that up again, down in France, we're apparently right that it's a maintenance kind of frequency between the pilot and the company. And they talk a lot about problems in the air, different problems that happen with meters and such in the cockpit. And so I was looking for a frequency that was similar to that between the pilot and the company. However, however, your question was just as good, so I got all these frequencies and didn't want to stop you there. I appreciate that. I had a question about something that was said about 2 or 3 minutes ago about the fleet dispatch. So when you get done with this, Ed, let me just move back to one real quick query on the fleet, state fleet. So back to you.
Actually, Ron, you were the last one, at least of the ones who have checked in so far. You were the last in line, so there is nobody standing in line after you. So why don't you give us your question on police dispatch?
Okay, I'd like to jump in with the question and check in KG2BB.
KG2TB, I guess it is. And your first name, sir?
Okay, sorry about that. My name is Larry. The call is KG2BB. Bravo. All right. Name is Larry, and I'm in Baldwin.
Okay, Larry, just stand by for a second. We'll go back to Ron, and then with him we will definitely pick you up. So let's go back to Ron.
Okay. I'm a little confused about state police and police dispatch, because I have 156.210 as a police dispatch, and I hear that a lot in Nassau. Now, is that a county frequency, or is that a state frequency, or what? Because that's apparently, I don't know where that's coming from, 156.210, it says police dispatch. Does that mean it's basically a county frequency, or is that a state frequency? You gave a suffix one. I was just wondering what this one was, 156.210. So anyone has that, back to you, Ed.
You're waiting for quite a few people to go jump in. I'm just going to guess. Again, you have to bear in mind that I'm sitting here, microphone in the left hand and pen and paper, so to speak, in the right hand, and just trying to keep track of everybody. Something in my mind tells me mutual aid or like a police backup, 156.21 as a frequency. In other words, if Freeport needs something, if they have a situation, Freeport PD, and they need some backup or help, like a mutual aid frequency. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, and now that I've babbled long enough, I think somebody else can sort of jump in and straighten it out. 156.21, what's it mean?
UVV.
Attaboy, Charlie, take it away.
Yeah, very good, Ed. I have it down, it's Nassau County,
for the village and town police department. It's countywide municipal dispatch, 156.210. Back to you.
Okay, municipal dispatch. I guess I was close. Not really winning a cigar, but it was pretty close. Let's see if we'll just hesitate, drag our feet for a moment or two, and see if anybody else wants to take a shot at 15621. I think both Charlie and I agree on this one. But we'll see if there's anybody else out there who wants to elaborate upon it. WN2RED.
VRA with a mini comment.
Mini comment, go.
I just wanted to say something. You know, what's funny, when you hear the megahertz, 156, to us scanners, what comes to mind right away is the marine band. 156 is equated with the water. But there is an interesting search range that's there. I don't have the bottom range, but there are some public service PD activity up to the bottom of the marine band. In other words, from 156.0 all the way up to 156.275. And, you know, that's an interesting search range. You can find some different types of services up there, mostly PD. And I know it's on a band opening, if you have a scanner with an outside antenna, if you search that range, you'll find a lot of interesting things. The 350A was really buzzing on one of the band openings during this past summer. I was searching around in that range. Just wanted to bring that up, Ed. Just like when I think of 156, I think of the water. But there are other things there. And 210, I couldn't tell you. Back to Ned.
Thank you, Frank. I think, yeah, that's a very astute observation. The first thing you generally think of, 156, is that many marine frequencies start with those three digits. All right, we have Larry. Your call doesn't ring a bell, but it's quite possible that you've been with us in the past. So, over to you, Larry.
Okay, WN2DRA, KG2BB, and that. Well, I've listened occasionally. I'm not one that has a lot of time to sit there and answer the frequencies at this present time, but I've enjoyed it in the past and continue to do so from time to time. The query that I have is actually for a friend of mine who is in the process of learning some of the rules, regs, and otherwise necessary things to obtain an amateur license. So the question is actually from him. It doesn't have to do with frequencies or anything that we've really been talking about on the internet this evening, but more so about the operation of a particular scanner. I remember the scanner from many years back, the Bearcat BC300, and it has the band searches. He's not sure how to operate it. It's been a long time, so I really wasn't able to help him out. If I can, I'd like to leave his number to the net. If anybody can help him out with maybe an owner's manual and knows the radio semi-instantly, might be able to help him get a better understanding of it. So, you can pass it back to Nat, WNTCRA,
HTTP. And to WWM.
Okay, Curtis recognized. Let me just write that one down, WWM. All right, let me just make one or two comments, and then we'll turn it over to Curtis. Okay, Bearcat 300, search function on it, does not have an owner's manual. Larry, I would think that the best way for your friends, who, as I think you pointed out, is not an amateur radio operator, therefore can't jump in and talk with us. We, and you'll be hearing more about it later, but we'll be having what we call an eyeball meeting this Thursday night, two nights from tonight, the 21st of November, and it will be at Nathan's restaurant in Oceanside. That's on Long Beach Road, a little bit, about at least a mile or so south of Merrick Road, and it's right out there on the main road, and it's pretty easy to see. if your friend could join us at the meeting stops, he just have to look for a group of guys sitting around tables, probably have some scanners out sitting on top of the table. That would probably be the quickest and most direct way to put out a phone number. I don't know whether that would cause people to pick up the phone and call us. So if he wanted to join us this Thursday night, we meet once a month. So if he wanted to join us Thursday night, he could do that, bring the scanner along. Now, as I'm speaking like this, there might be a number of other people listening, on the net, who might have a copy of the Holy Manual from Bearcat 300, whatever. So that's just a thought. Let's go over to Curtis, who is usually a fountain of information. N2WWM in the net, WN2RED.
Very good, WWM. I had one of those and the microprocessor went and I picked up another one. I got one sitting right behind me. Larry, I don't have an owner's manual on the unit, but it's a fairly easy radio to operate. And Ed, I don't think you want to carry this one on your back shoulder. It's quite big. That's one of the big dinosaurs, the 300. So I don't think you're going to see Larry carrying the scanner down. But it's not that heavy, but it weighs about the size of a Webster dictionary. Let me just put it that way. The full size one. It's about that weight, that kind of a weight to it. And the pre-programmed frequencies that are in the police and fire are pretty much outdated, more or less. In that particular unit, it was a unit ahead of its time. It has aircraft. It has the old telephone frequencies in the 400s that the limousine drivers used to always listen in to the limousine drivers. This is way before that law was in effect. Listening to mobile telephones. It's got that in there. What comes up actually in that particular area is the airphones. And that works out pretty well. The AC unit on my unit, it doesn't work. The plug-in unit don't work, but I run it off a 12-volt. It's switchable for 12-volt DC and AC. The AC part don't work, but the DC part works. And it has a built-in clock, but doesn't have a volatile memory on the clock, so when the power goes down, you have to reset it. Back to net, to WWM.
Thank you very much, Curtis, for that. Larry, I don't know if Curtis wants to volunteer to take a phone number or something like that. And as he points out, this scanner seems to be rather big. One of the things that we're going to be mentioning in a few minutes when we get into the product info section, I saw one of the flyers that they drop on your driveway every Saturday, and there was an ad from Kmart, and there's a Bearcat 350A, 350A for Alpha, which is on sale. And it's something that most of us, or many of us on the net have, and it's on sale for $90. So perhaps your friend might be more interested, instead of trying to work with something that's out of date. I think Curtis also mentioned some of the frequencies that are pre-programmed, say that by that, pre-programmed, are out of date. So it's quite possible that if your friend wanted to invest a few bucks and to maybe go to Kmart and to pick up something like a Bearcat 350A or to pop into Radio Shack, or else if he wants to join us Thursday night, if he wants to lug it in, that's a thought too. All right, let me drop it, see if anybody else has any comments about the Bearcat 300. Okay, Larry, I think you kind of brought us not a tough one, but something that's a little difficult to manage. So maybe he'd be better off spending some money on a newer scanner and enjoying it rather than to have an older scanner and not enjoying it. And with the way prices on scanners are today, you can generally get a real nice scanner for a relatively modest sum. If not, if he wants to lug it down, there'll be a group of us that, as I said before, at Nathan, this Thursday night, 8:30, we'll be there for about 2 hours usually till they kick us out. And if he wants to bring it down, then we could probably take a look at it and point some things out to him. So let me turn it back to you, Larry. You can be the judge. KG2BB, take it away.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Very good. And thanks to all that have, well, I guess Curtis is the only guy out there. All right, Curtis, maybe I'll give you a holler later. Friend's name is Bob, and I'm going to pass along the information Thursday night, the 21st of November, 8:30 p.m. at Nathan's on Long Beach Road in Oceanside. So fine business on that, and I will pass that information along to him. That might be able to help him out. Actually, I found the scanner to be a very good scanner. I know what happens when the microprocessor goes out, Curtis. I've had some experience with those. I used to do some repairs on those products many years ago. Good scanner, actually. Nice sensitivity, good selectivity, and maybe some of the program searches are a little outdated for some of today's searches that it may incorporate, but I think it was like a 20-some-odd channel scanner, maybe more. And that was something that maybe he can play around with. I think it'd probably be worth investing in learning how to operate it as opposed to spending some money if this is going to suit his purposes. And it does have the aircraft and all these other fantastic bands. All right, so when you guys are ready to scan up into 10 gigahertz, you'll hear all the exciting stuff going on up there with the 10X group and all those super high frequency nuts out there. Back to that. Thanks a lot, Ed. KG2BB.
WWM. It's a pleasure, Larry, and I believe Curtis wants to add something. Curtis, let's go.
Very good. And Larry, if you can't make it down on Thursday night, I know where to find you in the line mark roster. Back to net, 2WWM.
Thank you, Curtis, for your generous offer. I'm sure Larry and his friend Bob appreciate it. All right, let's see if there are any other stations that would like to check into the net at 901 here. In addition to your call letters, please give us your first name. Let us know if you have info, query, or a comment. Anybody who'd like to check in, please come down.
And to ZM. Scanner info.
Okay, and to ZM. I know your name as well as I should know my own, and I'm missing it right now. Okay, scanner info. I think what you're saying is that this is a follow-up to what we were just talking about. So I wanted to take it away, Mr. ZM.
Name is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. I just have two frequencies that I'd like to give out.
Okay, Ray, fine. We got you with info, and you're on next in line. We have gone through everybody who has checked in with info, query, or comment. So, Ray, it's all yours.
Hey, Roger. Okay, for anybody in the travel through or in the COMAC area, I just have two frequencies. One is for the Price Club over in COMAC, and the COMAC Multiplex. Two frequencies,
The frequency for the COMAC multiplex is 154.600, and they are using a PL. That's for the general operation of the multiplex. And as far as the Price Club, right across the street, they're using 151.625 with no tone, and that's for the general operation of the Price Club. Back tonight. This is 2ZM.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Price Club at COMAC 151.625 without a BL. And the COMAC multiplex 154.6, the so-called green dot frequency, plus a PL. Okay, we appreciate that. Let's take one last call, at least last for the moment, last call for any other stations that would like to check in. All right, let's, while we're still talking about scanning, this is where we put my throat to the test, Frank. Got a very nice, long letter from Frank from Center Reach. And normally, I would say, well, why don't we just put this into the newsletter. For the benefit of somebody who hasn't heard this net before, our group does produce a newsletter, a monthly newsletter. Generally goes 6 pages, and it's all about scanning, pretty much all about scanning. And we use that as a great vehicle for putting out a lot of information, frequencies, and so forth. But bearing in mind that there are a number of people out there who don't, who, let's say, aren't participating members of the group, they don't get the newsletter, even though it's a freebie. So we'll give these frequencies out on the air. In the meantime, if you'd like to get a sample copy of our newsletter, we call it Monitoring Long Island Sound, send a stamped addressed envelope, that's an envelope, your name and address on it, and a 32-cent stamp. Send it to me and ask for a copy of the newsletter and information on how to become a participating member of MLIS. Again, it doesn't cost you a cent. What it costs you is participation. My name is Ed, that's spelled E-D, and the address is 2134 Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R Avenue. And that's in North Merrick, spelled M-E-R-R-I-C-K, New York, 11566. So send that in, we'll send you a copy. But, as I said, with Frank's frequencies, and Frank has really become quite a standout with the information that he's been sending to us. So, if you're ready to copy, and if you don't want a copy, get the tape recorder running, and I think you'll find that you get some pretty good stuff here. Frank starts off, hello to you and all the members of NLIS, another good net, speaking about last week. Nice work by Frank, whoever that is, at 2VRA. Regarding the search ranges, sorry I did not, okay, blah, blah, blah. He said, I've made a list of some college frequencies that I got from several sources. So when we say, when he says something like this, I guess we can infer that these are not necessarily confirmed frequencies. Let me drop it for a slug of water. All right, again, we're moving kind of quick because A, it's, time is of the essence, and B, we're assuming that many of you are tape recording these. With a tape recorder, you can buy for as little as $30 at Radio Shack. Adelphi University, here we go, 151.665, 154.6, 462.1, 462.15, 464.575, 464.825, 464.875, 464.925. Anybody need a cell? Dowling, D-O-W-L-I-N-G, College, 154.515. Hofstra, where one of my friends is going for a master's the hard way, going after work. 31.24, 154.6, 461.3625, 461.6125, 463.2125, 463.5625, 464.0625, 464.525, 464.775, 464.875, 467.175. Let me drop it. Anybody need a fill? Next one is LaSalle Military Academy. 151.685. Molloy College. 154.57. 461.275. 464.975. St. Joseph's College. 464.325. SUNY Farmingdale, 151.745. SUNY Old Westbury, he has police, the first frequency, let me give you the frequency and then hesitate after that, and then you can make any comments that or objections that you may want. Again, SUNY Old Westbury, he says police, and the frequency he gives is 186.2. Okay, having a little trouble with the squeeze button on the microphone. This, I think, is a minor, maybe not so minor, defect of the HTX-212, because I had one. The first one I bought about a year ago and brought it back after about a week or so because the microphone button didn't jump out. If you hold it in long enough, it kind of sticks there for a few seconds. 463.525, which is buildings, and then two other frequencies, 464.375 and 453.225. All right, Frank goes on to say, Frank from Center Reach, he says, I also made a list of shopping frequencies on Long Island to help the member of the net pass the time with the upcoming holiday shopping with our wives. Busy Bee Mall in Massapequa, 461.3625. Maybe you just have to touch these things very gently. Green Acres Mall, Valley Stream, 463.625. Lomans, I don't know where it is, but 154.6, the green dot. Macy's, 151.835, 151.865. Let me try that again. 151.865. 154.625, 464.2625, 464.275. We just got a few more to go, and then we'll pick up the Mid Island Shopping Center in Hicksville, 464.975. Smith Haven Mall, 151.745. South Shore Mall, 151.925. And Sunrise Mall in Massapequa, 151.865. 461.475. All right. Let me put the others aside for this week, and next week we can get some more. Let me drop it. WN2RED.
UVV?
WN2PIE late check-in. Good evening, Ed.
VRA.
All right, guys, we'll put Lou in W2BIE, and we'll pick up Charlie, and then we'll pick up Frank. So KB2UVV, Charlie, take as long as you want.
Academy for SUNY Farmingdale and for the Busy Bee Mall. Thank you. Back to you.
Charlie, I probably stepped on you. I had a stuck microphone at that time, so would you start the, wait for it to drop just to make sure that this mic isn't sticking, and give us the question again, please.
Okay, Ed, I needed a repeat on the LaSalle Military Academy frequency, on the SUNY Farmingdale frequency, and the Busy Bee Mall frequency. Back to you.
Okay, let's take the Busy Bee, 461.3625. SUNY Farmingdale, 151.745. LaSalle, 151.685.
Okay, very good, Ed. Thanks for the repeat. Back to you.
Okay. Sorry about this with the microphone, guys, but I'll take off and make a trip to Radio Shack. Okay, and Frank was back. N2VRA, WN2RED.
You were stuck there for quite a while. Let me see if I have it. Okay. The Sunrise Mall, Massapequa, there were a few frequencies given out. The VHF frequency. Were those security frequencies? Because the one that I have that's confirmed that is good is 468.925. 468.925. That's a real hot one during the holiday season. There was a listing for a frequency on VHF high, which was the 151 or something frequency. I didn't jot that down. I had tried that. That wasn't good. At least it wasn't active the last time I was there. Ed, could you mention those other frequencies at that mall?
The answer is NEM. Okay, Ray recognized. We'll pick you up in a second. Frank, which one was it you were looking for, Sunrise Mall in Massapequa?
Yes, Ed. I wanted to cross-reference what you had given out, what Frank had given out. And I was wondering if those were supposedly security or maintenance frequencies. I know there was a VHF frequency, 151 something, I think it was. That frequency rang a bell, and I had tried that over there and wasn't successful with it. So I was just wondering. And just for the record, if you're over at the Massapequa Mall, you can hear White Castle, which is right next door. On 33.4, that's the drive through. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, holding the microphone as gingerly as I can. We'll go to Ray in a second. The Sunrise Mall Massapequa frequencies that Frank gave, Frank from Center Reach, 151.865, 461.475. And again, I preface the frequencies with a comment that, Frank says he's made the list from several sources, and he said they also made a list of shopping frequencies of them, because these, I think, he did from research on lists, and I don't, nowhere has he said these are confirmed, right? Let's go over to Ray and to ZEM. Ray, take it away.
Okay, I just want to make sure you were able to unkey it there. Just wanted to comment on VRA's observation on the 468 frequency. If you listen to 468, that would be a input to a repeater, either inside, located inside the mall, or someplace out on out on a tower on Long Island. So you'd have to go to a negative shift in order to hear the repeater. Back to net at 2 ZM.
See, all right.
Okay, Ray, thank you, and let's go back to Frank.
Okay. I didn't know that was repeaterized because it's definitely low power, and you can hear both sides of the conversation. You can hear the vehicles riding around on the property of the mall, and you can also hear a dispatcher inside. Both sides of the conversation were heard on that frequency, 468.925.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. Let's move along now with our Franks, thanks to Frank from Center Reach. And we now move away from scanners and we go into, or scanner frequencies, we now go into product information. And the first one who checked in with product information was Charlie, KB2UVV. Charlie, tell us all about your products, please.
Thanks, Ed. This is KB2UVV. All I had was the info about the sale at Kmart. And I happened to pick up on that Sunday morning. I was looking through the circulars. And, you kind of stole my thunder there, Ed, before, but I don't blame you. It's a good sale. And I'm sure as you would, and Frank, and 2BRA, and Curtis, and myself, anybody that's owned 358, I would highly recommend it to anybody that's looking for a really good scanner and something, really good to search with. Also, I noticed that they're selling a Bearcat BC60XLT. Now, there might be a chance that they might also have this the 60-1, which some of us also own, which is another excellent scanner. And for that price, I would definitely jump on it. But without a doubt, those two, if they have the 60-1, the handheld, or the 358, it's an excellent deal. The other two scanners that they're selling, you got the 147X and 148X, I think it is. I'm not familiar with either one of them, but the one you want is the 358, or not the 60, but the 60-1. It's has 30 channels and has a chain search. You can set up chains, and it's really good. I tell you, I've caught a lot of good stuff with both those scanners, and I highly recommend it. Back to you, Ed, and Lynette. The VN2RD is KB2UVV.
I'm KBBS with some info for 3B when you can put me on the list.
2WNW, I have a question for on the comments of what was just going on, what you said.
Okay, underneath all that, there was Brian into VBF, and we'll pick up Brian first, and then we'll pick up Curtis. And I believe Brian is probably going to talk about the Charlie just finished talking about, the advertisement for the unit and the and to be careful about the XLT, et cetera, et cetera. So Brian, take it away. Into VBF, WN2RED.
Okay, I don't know if I'm making it. Actually, Ed, I have some info on something for free of interest to the people on the net. So I'll pass it off to Curtis to see the information that's relevant to Charlie's message.
Okay, Brian, let me mark you for a call later. I'll try to get to you. Yeah, you are a little bit scratchy. You're readable, but not a valid copy. Curtis, take it away.
I don't know what I do with my circular. I'm looking around for it. I can't find it. But I remember seeing that in there. And I was just wondering, Charlie, on the small print, they mention a couple other radios. Was one of them the 350A in that particular advertisement? And I don't think I heard that you said what was the current price on that unit. I think they had several different units in that particular ad for the same price of 80 somewhat dollars. And if you could read me back those model numbers, I would appreciate it. Back to Ed, N2WWM.
Okay, Curtis. I do have the ad right in front of me. Let me second what Charlie said. They talk about a handheld scanner, but they do spell out, Charlie, that it says handheld model with 10 channels. And, of course, the radio we love, the 60XLT-1, that's got 30 channels, and that's probably one of the dollar for dollar or pound for pound, probably the best handheld scanner going out today. But if you think that you're getting a real buy, when you buy the 60XLT without the dash one, you're getting a 10-channel scanner, not a 30-channel scanner. All these scanners, by the way, cost the same price. The Bearcat 350A, they show is a 50-channel scanner. That's a bit of a stretch. It's a pre-programmed scanner. It's a beautiful scanner. Many of us have it and love it. And you can put into your own private section, so to speak, 50 channels. If you land on a certain police frequency and you want to save that and listen to it, you can. But it's not what most of us would call a 50-channel scanner. But they have four scanners, three of them tabletops, so to speak, and one of them handheld. So I think Charlie also alluded, let me drop it, WN2RED, alluded to the fact that you might get lucky and go in and ask to look at the Bearcat 60XLT. And all of a sudden, they are showing you the XLT-1, so just a thought there. I think I answered Curtis's question. I just wanted to... Incidentally, this sale is good through November 23rd, through November 23rd, so it's about four more days. I think I'm turning it back to Curtis.
UVB additional?
Yeah, it's a great sale, for sure. And when you're in the store, remember when a lot of us guys went down there and asked for the radio, and they actually had the advertisement for the 10 channel, and certainly the dash one. So I would assume, like what happened last time, that the dash one would be probably the same price. You ask the sales clerk when you're in the store to scan the price. If he comes out with the dash one, we'll ask him for the dash one and see what the price comes up. And if the price comes up as that sale price, I would definitely grab the dash one. 30-channel radio. Back to Matt, 2WWM.
UVV.
Thank you, Curtis, and over to Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. I noticed when I bought mine, I got mine in a 60-1 over in Kmart in West Babylon. And I noticed from most of the Kmart stores, like the scanners and the CVs and stuff in the electronics department, they're in a glass case. So what I did, I went over there and looked, and lo and behold, they had 60 XLTs and the 60-1s right next to each other. And I said, oh, this is the scanner on sale, and I pointed to the 60-1. And they were selling them both at that time at the same price. I think, if I remember correctly, it was the 60 XLT
That was the one actually on sale, but they were selling them both. And what I would recommend is you go in, and if you see the 60-1, you know, take that one up there. And if it's more than $89.99, we'll say, well, I thought that one was on sale. And, you know, who knows? I'd say, I don't have lost any in my heart, but, you know, hey, it's worth the, you know, gander. You know, and who knows? Maybe it is on sale. Back to you.
Okay. I won't touch that one. All right. And there is one other thing. There was another flyer, Radio Shack. And about the only thing I could see which looked like something of a bargain was a scanner, a table scanner that they said was regularly $150, and they're selling it for $100. And they give a number, a catalog number, and I went through all through the 1997 catalog of Radio Shack, and I couldn't find it. I'm just curious if anybody else saw the ad. The catalog number, let's call it that, is 20-408-SK, as in Sierra Kilo. Does anybody have any idea what the Radio Shack table model that they are selling for $99, what its features are? That's a tough question to ask and to answer too. So maybe they just changed the number so that we could do it. All right. Anybody else with any other product information, please come down. All right. Let me move into a couple of the other things. A long time ago, it seems, at least many, many weeks, I had a problem with my Radio Shack DX440, which is an all-band radio, shortwave, AM, FM, and so forth. My problem was that it was drifting on frequency. I would, let's say, plug in WABC, which was 770, and after a few moments, it would start to shift away. It was still on 770, but the signal that was being played out could be picked up a lot better on, say, 772 or 773. We talked a lot about it. R from Bridgeport got into it, sent me a very nice note about make sure you change those little batteries, the AA batteries that are in there, because they are the ones which control a lot of the workings of the radio. I took the batteries out. They were weak, put in a new one, and it's still at the drifting. And I think I found out what the problem was. It appeared that the AC adapter that I was using, where it plugged into the radio, wasn't making some type of solid contact. So I got a different AC adapter, and I plugged that in. And I now find with the new AA batteries and with the new AC adapter that I don't have any more drifting, and we get a very clean signal. And I think our good friend Mr. R is listening tonight on it's being taped up in R's place. I think he's been on the move lately, so our thanks to him. Let me drop it.
Okay.
I can tell pretty much just by the quality of the signal. I think that was Mark, KB2ZKT. Mark, if that was you, pick it up.
Okay, Ed, I hope I'm making this. I'm not just talking into the wind. 20-48 is in last year's catalog. On page 33. It's a 20-channel scanner with search features. See the aircraft band included in here. Don't see 800 megahertz included in here. Hope that's information enough for you. If not, I can go ahead with some more. KB2ZKT.
Thank you very much, Mark. That was right on. Okay, it was the signal wasn't perfect, but it was sure readable. All right, Mark did the smart thing. I was looking at the 1997 catalog, and of course, when I get the 97, I toss out the 96. Perhaps I shouldn't do that. So what Mark is saying, if you, that $99 job at Radio Shack, which was $150, is 20 channels, and it does have search features, and it does have air. So that covers that mystery. And Mark, we appreciate it. Nice info. Let me drop it for any other comments.
Not there. Does not have air. ZKT.
I'm glad I said that. Does not have air. Okay. So without air and 20 channels, I don't know that anybody wants to spend $100 on it. So thank you for the clarification, Mark.
And 6 months is worth $50. Mr. WW, I'm going to have comments. ERA with some information on a shortwave.
Okay, I think Curtis wanted to make an additional comment. That's what it sounded like. So let's pick up Curtis again, and then we'll go to Frank with his comments on shortwave on a shortwave radio. Curtis, take it away. WN2RED.
Okay. Got stuck there for a little bit there. Just wondering why you throw away those catalogs. Someday you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. You're going to say, why did I get rid of that, that catalog? Someday they'll probably be worth some money. What I always try to do is, if I know somebody going out of the country down to like the Virgin Islands or something, the catalog is different. Somewhere, I don't remember, probably somewhere, I don't know if it's my mother's house or my attic, but I had an old catalog, I think it was 1979 catalog. And the prices were a lot higher down in the Virgin Islands, same equipment that Radio Shack had. They also have a catalog for the UK, and that catalog is also, the prices in there are different. So there's always a market for those catalogs, Ed. You hold on to them down the line. Back to you, Ed, CWWM the group.
As probably the oldest person on the net, I think I can claim at least to speak with some wisdom gained over the years. Curtis, you'll reach a point in your life where you say to yourself, I can't keep this junk any longer. I have to toss it out. And my wife and I have done just a beautiful job of just tossing things out. I try to keep the valuable things like the books and the equipment and so forth and so on, but I don't keep, quote, out-of-date things, and it just isn't a matter of room, it's just clutter. I think each day I sort of come down here to the shack and figure out what else can I throw out, but I appreciate your suggestion. N2VRA in the net, WN2RED.
Okay, Ed, a little hang time there, but that's all right. Yeah, I got a few things laying around of interest from yesteryear, but not too much, because I don't have the room for it. Just wanted to make a comment for those who have the Radio Shack DX390 shortwave radio. It's a good radio for the money, whether you're a beginner or not. It has a little short time, but it's a decent radio for the price. It does not come with you have to buy this, it's extra. The Sangean, the sister radio for that, I think Hank can correct me, I think is the 818 TS, which of course comes with an adapter. For Radio Shack's going to sell to you about $19 for this. It's a heavy duty one. Problem is that when you hook this adapter up to the radio, to your AC line, it brings in buzzes and hums. And it doesn't matter where you plug it in the house, you're going to have a problem with it, and I'm sure anyone that's listening will agree with me. I have exchanged three of them
just to think of a shielding problem or something. It's not the case. It's the inherent design of the adapter. There is a solution to it. Let me drop it. Ed, am I transmit?
Yeah, I just heard you say, Ed, am I transmit?
Okay, I think my mic button is starting to stick over here, too. Whatever. I don't know what happened. Anyway, what you can do is hook up a DC power source into the radio. There's an adapter that they make for the car. Of course, you don't want to use it in your car. What you need is a power supply that will accept the cigarette lighter type adapter. Well, you can just add on one of the receptacles onto your power supply and stick it on with Velcro or whatever. But it's a 6 or 9 volt switchable adapter. The part number from Radio Shack is 14-844. 14-844. It's a DC adapter. It's less than, I think it's around $5. And it gives you 6 volts. That's what you need for the radio. It's switchable 6 volts to 9 volts. Put in the 6 volt position. It already has a coaxial plug wired on it. There's no plugs and polarity changes. It's set to the negative 10 and it delivers at least 400 milliamps from your power supply, so it works fine. I've hooked this up to my 390 and all the noise is gone and it works real fine. You can run it on batteries, but it will work better with a DC input as opposed to the batteries. After a few hours, the alkalines tend to peak down a little and you can see it on the S meter. I've tested it out. Certain signals, you run it on the battery and then you quickly put the DC power in and it's a big difference between the performance. But anyway, for those who have the 390, if they want to make an upgrade or they're having problems, the part number again is 14-844. 14-844. And I hope that was helpful for some of those 390 owners out there. Back to net, WN2RED and 2VRA.
N2WW, one comment.
Okay, we get Curtis first, and I guess that's ZKT. I can tell pretty much by the speech quality. Frank, let me just make one quick comment, and I'll turn it over to Curtis. I do have one of those switchable adapters, so I plug that, quote, into the wall, end quote, and I, you can dial whatever you need on it, and there's like a little barrel in, and that goes into the 440. That's the one that I am now using, and that's the one that's working rather nicely too. Let's go over to Curtis at 2WWM. Curtis, take it away.
Yeah, 2WWM. Let me see if I got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, when they first came out with the DX 390. they had another transformer. It was put out by Tandy Portable Computer AC Adapter. What you gotta try to do is see if you can track this one down. The part number is the Tandy Adapter, and the catalog number is 26-3804. 26-3804. It's the 6 volt DC 400 milliamp power supply. A lot of them power supplies that Radio Shack sell, they're very highly overpriced. If you can actually buy the power supply at another source and not buy it at the Shack, there's more power to you. They're just totally overpriced, and they keep changing the quality of the transformers. Every year you notice that they have a different model or a different style transformer, and what I think is happening is the quality is being taken away every time they make a change in their marketing there. So what you really got to look for the DX390, and what I'm using is the 26-3804, and see if you can track that one down. Tandy product. It's
It works good, and I don't get any noise from the transformer. Back to net, N2WWM.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate that. And let's go over to, I think it's Mark out there, KB2ZKT. Mark, is that you? Go. Mark, we are receiving nothing, just like a little clicking noise. I don't know if it's battery or what. All right, let's move on. One more comment that I have on product. And I just, well, about a week ago, got the new catalog from Electronic Equipment Bank, commonly known as EEB. And I think if you call their 800 number, you might be able to get a copy of this catalog. The 800 number is 1-800-368-3270. And I'm pretty sure with that, they will ship you off a copy of the catalog. It's their 1997 buyer's guide, which is kind of nice. It's interesting to look at the products. I think you'd want to double-check prices and so forth. But if you'd like to get something to sort of look through, look at products, compare prices, compare, etc., you might want to try calling EEB. And that's all that I have on products. Got a few words about the Radio Shack product right now. There's the microphone. I think I just figured it out. Hang on. Whatever. Okay. I think we are pretty much through. Let's try our good friend Mark again, KB2ZKT. Mark, want to try it one more time? Charlie.
B2ZKT, how copy?
Sounds solid now.
Okay, I wanted to make a comment on the DX390. I've had mine for about 3 years now. And the power supply I'm using is the 273-1454A. And I have absolutely no problem with hum, buzzing, noise, or anything. And my radio for comparison is the ICOM R71A. So, if I hear problems with the 390, check out the R71. I have absolutely no problem between one or the other. So, maybe it's the power supply that you've got. KB2ZKT, back from the terrace.
ZRA. It's the product info, Ed.
All right, we've got Frank, ZRA, then it sounded like a double or a triple. It sounded like Curtis in there, WWM, so we've got him number two. Let's see if there was anybody else in there.
GUC, Marty.
Marty, could you give us the full call, please?
Yeah, KB2, Golf Uniform, Charlie.
All right, I assume you have a comment that you want to make, so we'll put you in line. You're number three. On the exit ramp. Okay, Frank, N2VRA, WN2RED.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Curtis, I'd just like to ask you, we get this number straight over here. The AC adapter that I have had problems with is catalog number 273-1655, 273-1655. And that's the one that they call for in the owner's manual. And I've had problems with that. Now, you mentioned the number. I don't think it was the same one. Can you come back with that number again?
Okay, to WWM. ZKT also came up with a different number. So I don't know if these are available anymore. The catalog number that I got says Tandy Portable Computer AC Adapter, catalog number 26-3804. And, Mark gave out the number is 27-3453, I think it was.
correct us if we're wrong. And I don't have any problem, and he said he didn't have any problem. So I would take it another step and try to find yourself another power supply, Frank, that's 6 volts, 400 milliamps, and bring that one back to the shack. Tell them, you know, what they could do. Or use it on something else. Those transformers are always good for other kinds of, for other equipment. Maybe that one just has a little bit of AC hum in it, in the coil. I'll back to net, 2WWM. Don't forget, I got more info, Ed.
273-1454, KB2ZKT.
Okay, Frank, any retort?
No, not really. I'm using it off a power supply, and it's working fine that way. So I'm going to just leave it the way it is. As long as it works, I won't touch it. As far as using the other adapter, I don't know, Curtis. Telling them what to do. They have the. I've got the questions. They're supposed to have the answers. Maybe I'll jumpstart my car with it on a cold day. Who knows? Back to that.
Not a bad way to use it. Okay, Curtis, I'm going to skip you for a moment and go over to Marty because he just checked in, and I think he has something to say. KB2GUC, Marty, take it away.
Yeah, hi, Ed. How's everybody out there? Yeah, I was listening. One of the radios I have, matter of fact, I'll bring it down to the eyeball. It's the Panasonic RF D65. So I don't even have an adapter. I've been using this for about 8 years now, straight always with battery. So maybe if Frank, if you think that might work on, I'll bring this down. If maybe you can bring the adapter, maybe that might be able to work on this unit here. Also, I was in the city today on 45th Street, and one of the electronics stores had the Bearcat. I think it's a 3000 XLT or an 800 XLT. It looks like an old unit. They wanted 225 for it, 40 channels. But it kind of was interesting. It was kind of flat and brown color. That was kind of weird. And one more thing before I go, and my little update on my super radio that was off frequency completely, really bad. I went to Sears, like Ed said, and I found one there for $49. And if you use their charge card, it took another 10%. But when I got home, that one was exactly on frequency. It was really close. But for some reason, some stations were overlapping. Strong stations like CBS. No, the ABC was coming in, and then it was going out. It was bleeding over another station, and the one I bought that was off frequency was very, very tight, tighter than that one, and it sounded better. So I returned the one that was on frequency and kept the one that was off because the selectivity was much better, and the sound of it was much deeper. So any comments on that? Back to you.
VRA, comments on the 800.
Flash electric, because the whole goddamn program is...